This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 14 and a half minutes out of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're about to get in to Acts chapter 10. First off, just a little bit more on this ministry, who I am. Many of you know who I am. I'm Paul Esposito. I'm the station manager here of this radio station in Coco. For those on the podcast, Bible teacher, pastor, and a Bible translator. For more information on my Bible translation, I invite you to go to majoritytext.com and you'll find out more about it. I believe a majority text Bible is the closest representation you'll ever find to the original autographs as spoken by God. Quite a statement, but I believe that. Not my translation necessarily, but the family of manuscripts that the majority text, that's the majority of all Greek manuscripts found that are in existence. And I'm a studious follower of that, and my Bible translation comes out of that family. Very close cousin to the King James Version. For more on this ministry as well, the website WGODradio.com is another place to go to. These podcasts are uploaded either through there or on Facebook. If you happen to be on Facebook, like the page, which is WGOD Radio. Pastoral ministry. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church here in Merritt Island, Florida. The small Baptist church. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 for Bible study. Wednesday nights, we're in the same book we're about to get into here in a moment. That is the book of Acts. And I'm contemplating getting into the book of Revelation as soon as this is over. So now this Sunday, we're in Mark chapter 7, and we're going to be looking at legalism, amongst other things. You're invited this Sunday morning, 10:30, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you. Now here today, let's pick it up where we left off yesterday, looking at Peter's vision. It's Acts chapter 10, and let's pick it up here, I believe, in verse 11. Okay, now Peter, verse 10, it says, he became very hungry, wanted to eat, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Now here's the context here. It's two things. That is, we're seeing a change in the way that God did business in the Old Testament. And that is, now we're about to see, because right after this vision, that is, God's going to open Peter's eyes, that his plan of salvation includes the Gentiles. Also in this context, we see the dietary laws changing here. And I'm going to read some more scriptures to back that up. But here in the vision, Peter is told to get up, arise, kill and eat. Now his response in verse 14 is, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything." Now the English word here is comments, the Greek word koinonia, where our word fellowship comes from. Common, it's the word like for Koine Greek is common Greek. Also, it's the same word for defiled. And a voice spoke to him the second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done three times, and the object was taken up again into heaven. Now, we're seeing here, and throughout the New Testament, you see that God's dietary laws have changed. All right, you say, where is that in the Bible? Well, let's see. This is the one place. Also, 1 Timothy 4:4, where Paul wrote, for every creature is of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. Notice the words there, every and nothing, as every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. Romans 14:14, I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Now, we're talking about food. This is the context here. Nothing is unclean. Now, this is a big change from the Old Testament, where lots of foods were unclean. Here, nothing is unclean. And God's telling Peter, Gentiles aren't unclean anymore. They're to be accepted. In chapter 8, we saw the Samaritans were to be accepted as Peter himself laid hands on them and they started speaking in tongues. They were accepted by God and accepted into the church. Here, these foods are no longer unclean. Romans 14:20, for meat, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eateth with offense. In other words, if this stuff offends you, then go ahead and don't eat it. But don't say it offends God. You say it offends you. I could say that too. You know, broccoli offends me to no end. And if I come to your house, please don't even boil it. Don't serve it. Don't fry it. Don't boil it because broccoli offends me. Huh. It doesn't offend God, but it offends me. Now, all joking aside. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil to that man who eats with offense. 1 Corinthians 10:25, eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience sake. Now, the Apostle Paul said you can eat food that is sacrificed to Satan and demons if it's received with thanksgiving. Hear me. The Apostle saying you can eat food that's been sacrificed to demons if it's been offered with thanksgiving. Thank God for it. And received with gratefulness, received with thanksgiving, as it says in the text. You can eat. You've got the freedom to do that because you're not bound by these Old Testament laws anymore. Those were for the Jews, not for you. And those aren't for Jews today that are messianic, born again, those who receive Jesus Christ. You're not bound anymore by this. The Old Testament, the book of Hebrews says, is a ministry of death, it says. And actually, that's 2 Corinthians says that. Chapter 3 or 4, the book of Hebrews says that its Old Testament ministry is now obsolete, or the King James says, has grown old. Okay, now Peter has the vision. He's had the vision that God accepts Gentiles, and his plan includes Gentiles, verse 17. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision that he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. Now, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is this cause wherefore ye have come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God, and that is good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for you into his house and to hear words from you. Then he called them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Now the next day, as they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius was waiting for them, and had called together his kinsmen and his near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up. I myself also am a man." And as they talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said to them, "Ye know how it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Like I said, that's the first understanding of this vision, is that no man is unclean anymore. God's plan of salvation includes everyone. Those that are near, those that are far off, as many as the Lord will call. So that's part of the explanation of Peter's vision. Now, we'll leave it off right there, and we'll pick it up here probably on Monday, and we'll pick it up here with some problems that Peter had with this. Peter, later on in Antioch, the Apostle Paul's going to run into Peter, and he's trying to live out his newfound understanding. But when certain Jews see him eating a pulled pork platter, you see, he backs off. And they had a big confrontation, Peter and Paul. That's where we'll pick it up in our next program. So we'll leave it right there for now. Again, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. If you're looking for a church home, love to welcome you. We're going to look more at this legalism here, especially in Mark chapter 6. I'm sorry, actually chapter 7, where the Lord Jesus says this in verse 14. He says, "Hear me, everyone, and understand, there is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, these are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." That's what we're going to be looking at, that chapter, Mark chapter 7, on Sunday morning at 10:30. For more info, again, our church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. For more info, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. Ministry website is wgodradio.com. And all these podcasts, if you click on the link there that says prior broadcasts, you'll see over 5 years worth of podcasts, Sunday morning sermons, radio teachings uploaded there. Again, wgodradio.com. Click on the link that says prior broadcasts. You'll be taken to my podcasting page, and you'll see many years worth of Bible teachings from here. So, okay, well, everyone, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.